Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County 4-H member Tess Berto about her experiences as a mentor in the Clover Kids program. So, Tess, thank you for stopping by today. Obviously, you are very involved with the Clover Kids program. Tell me a little bit more about the Clover Kids program and some of the recent experiences you've had.
Through the Clover Kids mentoring program, it gives kids an opportunity to work with an older 4-H member to experience what their project is like and what they do to get ready for the fair and just overall their whole project. And so it just gives kids the opportunity to see all that behind-the-scenes work. And when I had the opportunity to mentor this summer, it was a great leadership experience for me as well as a great experience for the kids.
So tell me some of the specific things that you've done as a mentor in the Clover Kids program and some of the things that you have been a part of and some of the things that you teach these kids.
So I had the opportunity, like I said, to mentor this summer. I spent two or three times with my mentor leading up to the fair, just teaching her about the project and what I do to like do the project, and then had her participate in some of the things that I did. I also am a Clover Kid leader for the St. James Clover Kids. And so we have meetings each month where we do hands-on learning experiences and give the kids opportunity to bring projects to the fair and show them all the stuff that you can do before and then during your 4-H years.
Working with kids is sometimes a very hard job that people don't know. Sometimes people, you know, like kids, but it's hard maybe sometimes to be around them all the time. What in your life has made you want to work with kids the way that you do right now, currently in 4-H?
Just, I've always wanted to be a teacher, and so I always loved to, like, work with kids, and I loved watching my Clover Kids leader when I was in Clover Kids do her job, and so I just really thought it'd be really fun to be able to work with kids because I find it enjoyable.
What about your experience with your Clover Kid leader inspired you to want to work with kids?
I just loved her leadership skills and the fun activities that she would do each month, and I just always thought it looked like a lot of fun to be able to do what she was doing.
What do you personally enjoy the most about working with kids?
I just love watching them be able to have fun, and I just think it's a cool experience to like watch the kids have fun.
Obviously, you've worked your way up from Clover Kids to now being one of the leading mentors for the Clover Kids program. For kids that are just right now getting into 4-H that have maybe been through Clover Kids, why is becoming a mentor for the Clover Kids program such a good idea?
I think it's a great opportunity to teach other kids just in the same way that they were taught and maybe participate in those activities. I think that it gives you a good leadership experience, which you can use leadership experiences in other places as you get older. And I just think overall it's a great opportunity to branch out in your community.
Have you always considered yourself something of a natural leader, a natural mentor? Or is this really something that has just kind of come upon you when you've been in 4-H?
I think it's something that kind of came upon me in 4-H, just with all the opportunities that they give you to be able to learn more about leadership and the things that you can do.
Tell me a little bit about some of the most memorable moments or some of your most favorite moments that you've had in your time in 4-H.
Some of my most memorable 4-H moments are probably the fair, just being able to hang out with friends and show off all the hard work that I put in during the rest of the year to get ready for the fair.
Tell me a little bit more about some of the behind-the-scenes work that you do with your 4-H projects that maybe not a lot of people outside of 4-H would know about.
Yeah, so probably, you know, when it comes to animals, halter breaking them, washing them, getting them clean, getting them used to working with them every day, your non-livestock projects, prepping them, whether that's, you know, building it, putting it all together, doing the research, all of that.
What are some of the main takeaways that you are going to use after your time in 4-H?
Along with giving me leadership skills, it's given you a lot of skills that allow you to branch out. And I've met a lot of new people and adults and kids that I will continue to see or like look up to when I graduate and continue on with my life.
Who would you say personally do you think are the most influential people that you have met during your time in 4-H?
Probably my 4-H leaders, just their leadership skills and showing all of the things and helping younger members, older members, everyone just be able to get ready for fair and showing them everything that they know and can help us become better 4-H members.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County 4-H member Tess Berto talking about her experiences as a mentor in the Clover Kids program. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards with KCII News.